Welcome to Over for Coffee. This is a podcast where we invite our friends and family over for coffee and talk all things community and creativity. In this episode, your regular Over for Coffee hosts, Sam, Esther, and David, will talk about what we are currently drinking and what we are currently listening to. Come on over for coffee. I mean, I think there's a couple things that we'll talk about, but just trying to just talk about things as far as maybe what we're hearing. I mean, obviously, you know, worship is a big part of our lives, and maybe talking about some of those things, what we're reading, you know, how we serve the church, and maybe just talking a little bit about that. But really, just having the podcast as a way to connect with each other and grow each other's faith, and you know, at the same time, you know, talk about things that we love and we enjoy and things that we're passionate about, and hopefully you're passionate about them too, or interested about them as well. But I guess we got the coffee brewing in the background, of course, because that's something that we're really passionate about.
But we're brewing blonde roast that you found.
Have you tried Starbucks. That?
Which blonde roast?
From
is
Starbucks.
Is there a new one?
Yes, it's called Blonde Sunrise Blend.
Oh, I was sunrise.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So I mixed it with their mocha also.
Oh.
So we're getting...
It already has chocolatey tones.
We get some blonde mocha.
Yeah.
It already has chocolatey
tones.
Which
is what I order at Starbucks anyways.
It's like when the ladies have highlights, but they let their roots grow out. It's like a blonde mocha.
Yeah, that's what we're drinking.
Yeah, it's probably one of the rare occasions that I'm okay with the mixing of the coffees.
I like to mix them. I like flavors.
We only mix coffees in our house when there's one that we don't want to drink just by itself. So we mix it with good stuff
to
get rid of it. Because we don't want to waste it. Because that feels wrong.
True. It is wrong.
Did you feel that way about the Pete's coffee? Did you like that Pete's coffee?
Oh.
I did. I like the Pete's coffee. I just drank it straight. And Kelsey didn't like it. But I made
like
it for
either.
Me.
Nope. I liked it. I'm sure it was really good. Did you use your...
The Chemex? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Nice.
I use it every day.
We need some more filters.
Yeah, radical
filters. I just picked up some new filters.
We got to go to...
They were $8.
Where at?
At World Market. Oh. I was really surprised. Okay. 100 filters for $8. That's
Man,
like,
this is
going to
be such
so
an
cheap.
Informative podcast. I hope that everyone is taking notes. And if you guys have any recommendations, you let us know.
For coffee? Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
For coffee, and do you mix? Do you not mix?
I've heard that the real coffee snobs, like who elevate the snobbery of coffee, use V60 brewing method because it doesn't extract the harmful oils that the Chemex filter does. Because it's got like just normal
paper.
I don't even know what you're talking
that.
About.
I know.
You don't know what a V60 is?
No. Oh. I thought I knew coffee now.
Gotta educate yourself. Get on my level.
I know. Are you a coffee snob?
Yeah.
I am an aspiring coffee snob.
Yeah.
We're about to go to the hand ground burr grinder and locally sourced, like roasted this week coffees. That's our next step.
Where are you going to get that at?
Have you heard of Trade Coffee Company?
No.
It's like a mail order thing. It's a coffee subscription.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if the price point is really
going to
work out for us right now. Because it's not
your grocery budget.
It's not like the 1 or 2 pound bags. It's like the half or 1 pound bags.
I think we go through a pound a week.
Yeah, we go through a pound a week.
We do too. So like if
Easy.
We were to do that, that would really hurt us, I think.
Financially,
like yeah, financially, we have to be on that coffee snobbery level financially before.
Yes,
we would have to take a small loan out for the year. Yeah,
what we're drinking.
You would need a GoFundMe account for your coffee habit.
Yeah,
my dream, my retirement dream, to be a coffee barista, and
I think that would
like
be
work,
fun.
Like work the mornings, like that's it.
I think that would be fun because like using like a siphon filter, I've wanted to try that. Like, have you ever seen those? You've seen siphons, right? Coffee brewing method, the siphon.
Yeah.
Okay, they take this like beaker of liquid, they put it over a heat lamp.
Yeah.
And it moves the water
right.
through a tube through a siphon filter that like allows the water to pass into the grounds. They kind of marinate in the grounds for a while, and the siphon prevents any debris from getting back down into the lower chamber once they take it off the heat.
That'd be cool. I saw one in Galveston to where it was, I guess it was like a siphon, but they were using like ice.
That's like the gravity fed cold brew?
Yes.
Yeah. Those are cool. Those are really big though.
Yeah, it was huge.
Yeah. They do that for tea too.
All right, so what do you think? Do you like it?
I do.
It's pretty good.
It's a good morning coffee.
I don't think I would have been able. I don't think I would have been able to tell that it was blended if you hadn't have told me it was blended. Oh, because it's got a really even flavor. They complement each other.
Well, it already has chocolatey tones in it. So you're just enhancing the chocolatey-ness
tones.
Of it. Now those tones are richer.
Tell us what kind of coffees you like. Tell us what you drink. What do you recommend? We will try it. We will buy it.
Yeah.
And we will let you know if we like
it. We'll drink it. We'll give you our opinion.
If you're
please
crazy.
Don't be offended by our opinions.
Is there any podcast that you're listening to or even like audiobooks? Is there anything that is noteworthy?
I don't listen to podcasts. Let's just get that out. Right away. Confessions.
You're going to have to start.
Confessions of a podcaster.
You're going to have to start at least listening to this podcast.
No way. Okay, I might. I don't know. I think it's just hard. I have kids in the car with me. I have kids all day long with me. Yeah. I don't really have, like, I can't put in headphones and ignore the child. Right?
Without a commute. I think podcasts are really great for commutes.
Yeah.
Without a commute, I have not had as much time.
Yeah.
For podcasts.
Like, when am I going to just... I watch stuff on YouTube, but it's all like knitting related or like cooking.
Well, those are like podcasts because they're weekly, right? The knitting ones.
And it's just people sitting and talking, which I don't understand why they call those podcasts. They're videos.
I think it's because it's like a weekly release because there's like video podcasts.
So podcasts just means...
We could video this.
Oh, yeah. This is interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, this would be great.
And basically, basically what they do, they just talk at the camera.
Yeah.
And they show us yarn.
Rhett and Link.
So.
I would call that a podcast.
Yeah, I mean.
A daily.
But they also have an additional podcast on top of that.
And you have to watch what
they're doing. Oh, yeah, Ear Biscuits, right?
Ear Biscuits, right.
You have to watch what they're doing because that's interesting.
Because it's too good. Interesting. It's too good to miss their expressions stuff.
Although that would be fun. Maybe we could do that like once we get 100 subscribers or something. Yeah. Then we could do a video where they're actually seeing who we are.
And we will show you our faces
when we get to 100
subscribers.
There you go.
I've got cameras. I'm all set
now
up.
Now we have a plan. There you go. So 100 subscribers and we'll do a video. We'll record live one of these things. Podcasting.
Facebook live or something.
We'll do something like that. Fun.
Yeah.
So I don't listen to anything. I like audiobooks when I do listen to stuff, but it's usually, again, really kid-friendly classics, Princess Bride, which is the best audio ever. So.
Well, what made it so great?
Well, Rob Reiner is the one doing it, and he's amazing. So he's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And he does every voice and character just how you want him to do it. So I love that kind of
stuff. Have you ever heard Reading Rainbow Guy? What's his name?
LeVar Burton.
LeVar Burton reads. He reads science fiction, like for adults. Like, so this is like he chooses like these short stories from these science fiction authors and he reads it to you and he does the voice acting.
Yeah.
There's really good production in it. You hear like the atmospheric, like.
Oh yeah.
It is really. It's like all reliving, right. You know, Reading Rainbow, but like you're
as
an adult now.
I loved Reading Rainbow.
And instead of like opening you to a world of imagination, he's talking about, you know, adult themes of like, hey, this is what it means to be in a society, and this is what it means for this person who experiences life differently than you. It's really intense.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Okay, write that down. What are you listening to?
I listen to a lot of different things right now. I'm listening to the Bible through Audible.
Which is it like a what's it called? Dramatized?
It's dramatized and it's NIV, and to be very honest with you, it's not that great.
That's what we listened to as kids,
It's not that great.
That was like the first time that it was like dramatized, and so we had the cassettes. It was like 60 cassettes or something in these big binders. And my dad would just pop them in the car and we would listen to the whole thing,
So I'm listening to that.
So do you think, like, how does it compare to YouVersion? Because YouVersion will read it to you, right? It's a little bit dramatized, not too
It depends on what version you get. But YouVersion is, they've like taken like their game to the next level. And I've really been enjoying the YouVersion app now from a reading perspective or from a listening perspective. Because at work with my Google Home, I can just say, hey, read me my plan. And it just starts to read. Cool. Like whatever day I'm on.
That's pretty cool.
It's really
not dramatized, right?
Well, it depends on what version I put it on. But like the New Living is not dramatized. Also hearing, which is like going from the Bible, this is like really different. But hearing Folsom Untold, which is the story of Johnny Cash and the Folsom Prison album.
That's cool.
It's really great. Really intense. It's pretty clean for the most part. Probably wouldn't listen with like kids in the car.
Oh yeah, LeVar Burton is not clean. Okay. Which is a real surprise.
Side note.
He used to read for kids and now he's reading for adults and it sounds like it.
This podcast is okay to listen
this
to with your children.
This podcast clean. Yeah, this is clean. Yeah, but Folsom Untold, really great. The reporter kind of goes into the whole history of, you know, how he wanted to record in the prison, you know, how he, you know, took some of the songs from some of the prisoners, and you know, it's just really great. It gets really deep into it. If you're into Johnny Cash, if you're into that era of country music, it's just fantastic. Fantastic. And it has some good he interviews some really great people that were really close to Johnny and other folks kind of in that circle at the time. So really cool stuff. And then the last thing on Audible is Letters to the Church. It's a new Francis Chan book. And I haven't got too far deep into it.
How new is it?
It's his newest release. I want to say it's either late at the end of 2018 or he released at the beginning of the year. But it's called Letters to the Church. And it's part of... It was part of my, I guess, a little bit of my direction and a little inspiration as far as like the last time I preached, when I decided just to kind of read the scriptures and let the scriptures kind of speak for themselves. Because he kind of alludes to that of, hey, you know, there really wasn't any like preachers, like preachers back in the day. Like people would just sit around and like read the scriptures and let the scriptures like tell them how to live. And so that's kind of the place where I'm at within that book, where just allowing God's word, like if we say God's word is our authority in our lives, then we should allow it to speak to us. And just, he gives some examples of different churches of them like doing like around the clock, like readings of the Bible. And, you know, some people are doing them. And in fact, I saw one of my cousins, like, her church were like reading scriptures on Facebook. Like they would just put the camera on them saying, hey, I'm reading, you know, Luke chapter 5 today. And they would just read it out loud, like into the camera, and they would tag, you know, the church. And, you know, it was just a way for people to get the scriptures like in them. And I just thought it's a really great way for people to love and embrace the scriptures again. You know, I think it's just really great. So, yeah, I'll let you know how the rest of it goes when I finish it up.
That's awesome.
But as far as like podcasts, I think I'm just listening to a lot of the more popular stuff, like This American Life, which I think Ira Glass is a really great storyteller. I like the way he puts things together, and I like Radiolab just because it's more sciencey. But
when I listen to This American Life, it's very human, right? I mean, that's the point of the podcast. He humanizes these stories. But, like, it reminds me of, like, oh, yeah, like, I guess I love humans. Which, like, I need that reminder, like, yeah. personally in yeah. my life. Yeah. Like, I need to remember that, like, these people who I get frustrated with and the ones that I think, like, are ignorant or, like, just my own, like, self, like, in order to reconnect, I find it, I just need to remember that they're human, like I am.
Yeah.
So, like, when I listen to This American Life, I re-appreciate people again. I don't get social. I'm not crazy.
He does. He does it such a good way of highlighting the best out of people, and even the best out of people in really bad situations.
Yeah, even when it's a story full of mistakes, you like understand the mistake. I'm reading Japanese mythology right now, and like a book on subliminal.
In Japanese or in English?
In English.
Oh, okay. You have an advance.
It is translated by a scholar, but.
Okay.
I am
just
not that
checking.
Scholar.
I'm just checking. I don't know how advanced you are. How deep you've gone.
Well, I read this book when I was still in high school.
Okay.
I went to the library. I checked out this book. And I was thinking about it recently. And I just bought like the Nook version. I recharged my Nook reader. And I've been reading it all over again. And I'm realizing how many of these stories, like, I actually remember, like, how they end and things like that. And a book by Leonard Mlodinow now about subliminal, like, messages you get, like, in your brain. Just, like, subliminal brain processes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I love brain science books.
Yeah.
And I read those all the time.
So what's one of the subliminal messages that we're getting that we may not realize?
Well, there is a famous study... Not study. There's a famous like instant, an anecdote, where this guy is on a ship and he gets his pocket watch stolen, right? And he's an important guy, and so he talks to the captain and he says, you know, I want to see everybody out on the top deck and I want to try and figure out who stole my watch. So after he kind of interrogated everyone, he didn't like figure it out, but he had a feeling, you know. And so he went one by one and looked everyone in the face, and he had a feeling about this one guy. Just like subliminal messaging, he thought this one guy stole his watch. And so he confronted her about him right there in front of everybody. And the guy said, no, he didn't steal it, you know. But he felt like lied to.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And so he goes, like they finally find land, you know, they get off the ship. And he goes to like a pawn shop. You know, a little later that afternoon, and he says, hey, this is my watch here. You know, you have
it.
Where did you get this from? And he's like, oh, some guy just sold it to me. He's like, what did the guy look like? And he described, beyond a doubt, the guy that he suspected. And so this guy went on to study, like, what information are we getting that...
Yeah.
That we're processing on a subliminal level.
Right.
Without even realizing it. That are really like giving us those gut feelings and those hunches and things like that. It's really interesting.
Okay.
It sounds like it should be a movie.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. I feel like it should be. This is like,
that's
it's just
cool.
So fascinating.
That's
cool
to me.
I'm not reading anything.
Yeah.
Podcasts like, feel like reading though.
Like not a
yeah.
You're still
I'm
working
not,
those
it
muscles.
Counts. Yeah, it counts.
Yeah,
I'm
not reading like physical like books. I feel like just with like my job, I think like I read a lot of resumes, and so like I see
you
a lot of
C words.
I see a lot of words, you know, that I think I just want to hear.
Yeah.
Like something.
So I've got a murder mystery that I love. It's a series. It's the newest one by Charles Finch, The Vanishing Man. So it's like a prequel. It's like a trilogy prequel to the other books. And they're my favorite. So
that's an in-depth universe
yes.
to have a trilogy prequel.
Yes, it is.
That's cool.
Yes, I have a crush on the people there. I mean, I'm involved. I'm invested in their lives, okay?
Interesting.
And then I'm doing the hermeneutics study with my small group.
Hermeneutics.
Yeah. So we're almost done with that one.
Thank you for listening to Over for Coffee.
Please join the discussion by telling us what your favorite coffee is right now and what you're currently listening to. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider supporting our next cup of creative coffee by donating on our website, overforcoffee.com. Don't forget to comment, like, and share each episode with your friends.